What if government is not by and for the people, but instead is a corporation, a massive corporation with all the subsidiaries of smaller and smaller corporations, actually designed for profit of the corporation, of, by, and for the corporation? You see this in our local community with industrial parks. Industrial parks where tax incentives, fee and lieus, are concentrated to give the corporations maximum tax relief in the promise of jobs that then those jobs will bring in tax income from the people. And every corporation is a subsidiary of the big corporation, because it is the big corporation, the government, that gives permission to form these corporations. And under that, they fall under the corporate rules and regulations. Citizens fall under the same corporatocracy. This is a blending of corporation and state, but in reality, it is the corporation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. And as we cover our local county, Kershaw County, South Carolina, everybody that follows or listens to this can find the same examples in their county, municipality, that the corporation, the large corporation, the big corporation of the federal government, sends down mandates and grants and legalized manipulation of property, of small and large business, any businesses, even the people themselves, through zoning laws, and they manipulate the herd through all of it. In the latest example in Kershaw County, we had a zoning ordinance that was going through that joined, redid an agreement between Lee County and an adjacent county in Kershaw County. A redoing of their agreement for an industrial park. Now, most people would imagine that an industrial park was one contiguous piece of property. But in the world of legal ease, that term has now changed to a mean that it can be a multitude of properties within the two counties, to which any entity that you might care to could have maximum tax relief. And here it has gone to the solar industry. And remember that recently they've given permission for solar farms to be installed in Bishopville, up in Lee County, and also down in Kershaw County, in separate places. What now they have done is move all those little 150 acres, 500 acres, 32 acres, 10 acres, they've moved all these into what they call an industrial park. So they're scattered everywhere. And this is the manipulation of the law that the state put in place, that the federal government had already suggested. And now every corporation that meets the criteria of the empire is able to get maximum tax relief. And let me ask you this. How many jobs do you really believe are permanent jobs that are going to be on a solar farm? Ladies and gentlemen, there can't be that many. Those things take care of themselves. There might be a maintenance guy come by every now and then, and every now and then you got to get somebody to wash them a little bit. But other than that, there are no jobs. That's low maintenance, no jobs. So they're getting the maximum amount of tax relief for the least amount of jobs, which is generally speaking the way it goes. Even your EV plant over in Bishopville, and the Scout Motors deal, or the Boeing deal. Now we're seeing what Boeing's collapsing all around. The same thing in Kershaw County. Now they're starting to let, anything can be an industrial park, as long as you declare it that. Then we had the litter ordinance. The litter ordinance was up again. And as expected, we had a lot of people in there speaking about the litter and how much they desired some enforcement. Now, our councilman Jimmy Jones has been saying for the last two readings, this was the third and final reading, how are you going to enforce it? We've had laws on the books. How are you going to enforce it? Well, now they've decided, well, guess what? We need more enforcement. And Derek Shoemake, the guy that brought it up to begin with, he said this is a first step, but we do need more enforcement. Everybody agrees they need more enforcement. And so it looks like they're going to be hiring some code enforcement so that they can be the litter enforcement. And so it's more government again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the way that the machine works. It grows by administrating and regulating human beings. The only way that any profit is made is out of human labor. And if you can take 10% of all human labor, you can control the world.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Kershaw County Council has now formally declared a war on litter. And we expect code enforcement to increase 1-2 this year, maybe a couple of next year or something. But with salary and fringe benefits, insurance and those kind of things, you're talking maybe $100,000 a person. So $200,000. Each meal is $250,000. So perhaps one, maybe two meals. And then you figure that all the county council, the different departments are already coming. We know the sheriff is coming for more money. We know that maintenance and all is more expensive, so they'll be coming for more money. And everybody's going to be coming for more money. Your paycheck, my paycheck, that doesn't increase. But everything around you is increasing. Then we have the 521 resolution against the widening of 521 from Camden to Sumter. Ladies and gentlemen, the people have now gone and hired them a lawyer and had that lawyer create a 501c3, Water Conservation Preservation Society or some kind of thing. And it's going to battle the widening of 521. The Mulberry Plantation and Miss Marty Daniels appear to be the ones that are backing this new conservation movement. And it's interesting that the debate, the opening part of the meeting with public comments, the attorney presents himself and introduces the new 501c3. And then in a interesting move, he explains that he is ceding the rest of his time to Mr. Castro.
Thank Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine, Madam Chair. Thank you so much, and thank you for your service here and to our country.
Thank you. Thank
you. Appreciate it very much. I'm here today to speak on behalf of the Wateree Valley Preservation Group, which is a 501c3 in organization. And one of the hardest things that I will ever do in my life as a lawyer is to shut up and cede the rest of my time to my good friend and neighbor, Renee Castro. Thank you.
So right off the bat, this attorney comes up and introduces a new 501c3, and specifically the Watery Preservation Society of some sort. And what this is a group formed to protect the property along 521, a highway that is now in the realm of being expanded, being widened to maybe four lanes or turning lanes or something like that, that is all coming out of the Council of Governments. And what most people don't realize is that at your local level, you have little to no control about what's going on with your roads at all. These are all coming from state and federal ideas that you have no say in at all. And in particular, this comes from the Council of Governments. Wherever you are in the United States, there, your county, your municipality is part of a Council of Governments. These were formed in the late 50s and early 60s and even up into the 70s to become regional governance centers for all the federal and state tax monies that are coming in to manipulate your areas as best seen fit from the people above you. The swamps above you, the swamp creatures above you are the ones that are going to dictate what's going to happen to your road system, where you're going to have industry, and where you're going to have housing. And this has little to do with any of your small swamps, your council, your county councils. And so when this Castro fella comes up, he has a lot of questions that a lot of people never know anything about. Questions about the Council of Governments, which they're just finding out about just from late last year, around October 2023, is when the idea of the widening of 521 from Sumter to Kershaw to Camden, South Carolina, it was first mentioned in the Council of Governments, and these people all of a sudden took notice. Generally speaking, these ideas and all are pushed by the same people that now are complaining about it. When it happens in some other place, like in Camden when they build ballparks, or when they build swamp parks, or when they do spec buildings on top of hills in order for economic development in industrial parks and all, these people have nothing to say except support anything. But then when it comes to their backyard, that's when they say, wow, why isn't government listening to me? Let's take a little listen to what Mr. Castro has to say.
All right, thank Mr. you, Rene Castro.
Thank you. Good evening, members of County Council. We are here to address some points of concern related to the COG's proposal for the widening of Highway 521. We realize that the public comment portion of this council meeting does not allow for discussion with the council. Therefore, our goal is to make you aware of these points in the hope that you will actively advocate for the citizens of Kershaw County by challenging members of the COG to explain their actions and hopefully reverse course on this project. What we have pieced together so far causes us great concern. At the January 23rd council meeting, it was stated that 521 expansion is not a done deal and that COG was just doing a feasibility study. But a feasibility study means that a decision was made and the study is to determine how to do it. There was never any determination of the need to expand 521. It is our belief that the proposal to expand 521 is motivated more by outside political interest than by demonstrated need or objective analysis. In October 2023, we were told by a member of COG that there was nothing going on related to 521 expansion. However, we have learned from reviewing minutes of core board meetings that a feasibility study was approved in early 2023. The plan for that study had been supposedly posted for public comment, but we have seen no evidence of any public notice. We have been requesting COG board minutes and other documents related to widening 521, but we have been stonewalled and have had to resort to Freedom of Information Act requests to obtain them. Why has the public been excluded from this process? Why aren't the interests of Kershaw County related to the proposed 521 expansion being represented at COG? We have located and reviewed a document entitled U.S. 521 Transportation Improvement Program, Statewide Transportation Improvement Program Transmittal. According to that document, the plans for a 521 widening feasibility study had been posted publicly from April to May 2023. Why haven't the citizens of Kershaw County seen or heard of this public notice? In addition, the document states there were no comments to the public posting.
What's interesting here is he's talking about why it was posted. It was for public comment. Why didn't we hear about it? No. They posted on their little website and all Council of Governments hearings are open to the public. The problem is people don't pay attention to them. People don't know about them. But he's complaining now, well, we didn't know about it. It is your responsibility to know about it in order to go and comment about it. But what the swamp counts on is layer after layer after layer of things to confuse you. And they keep you stressed out. They keep you put in on the hamster wheel where you have to work and work and work and very little time off. And you don't have time to look into what actually the government is doing to you. And so right here, he's complaining about, we didn't know, we didn't know, we didn't know. That's your own fault.
Why hasn't been discussed here at publicly at County Council? How could something as impactful as widening 521, if it really was made public in a conspicuous enough manner, not raise any public comment? Why didn't that surprise anyone on COG? Why didn't any COG member question it? Why didn't any members of County Council question it? The narrative section of that same TIP document states, and I quote, 521 has inadequate shoulders and minimal turn lanes, end quote. These are the only potential concerns raised with 521 in that document. What data and analysis are there to support that these are actual problems rather than just opinions? How does this translate to necessitating widening 521 to four lanes? These points are similar to those raised in 2014, but those 2014 COG documents, those issues were to be addressed by remediation within the right-of-way. No widening to four lanes was actually required. Why is widening being proposed now? The current document also states that widening 521 would somehow improve safety and travel time. What analysis and data is this based on? No analysis or data is provided in that document. Why is COG secretly pushing a project of this size, destructive impact, and cost with no supporting data or analysis? One of you stated at the January 23rd council meeting that the feasibility study will analyze traffic data to determine if there is a problem with 521. But in referring to three proposed feasibility studies in those COG minutes from early 2023, the 521 study is characterized very differently than the other two feasibility studies. 521 study was described in his evaluation of options for 521. Essentially, it was a foregone conclusion that widening or some other major modification will be pursued. It was also stated in those COG board minutes that funds for the project have already been guaranteed by the infrastructure bank. So much for the project not being a foregone conclusion. As mentioned in the COG board minutes from early 2023, state funding for 521 expansion has been guaranteed by the Transportation Infrastructure Bank. But in response to a FOIA request that we put in several weeks ago, the South Carolina Infrastructure Bank stated in writing, I quote, "The bank does not have any documents responsive to the FOIA request. In fact, the bank does not have any information or knowledge related to the widening of US 521 to four lanes or other significant alteration of US 521 between the city of Sumter and the city of Camden," end quote. So what inside information does the COG have that isn't being shared with us? On January 23rd, we presented the council with a petition from over 250 concerned citizens opposed to the widening of 521. The room was packed with county residents who objected to the project. We had half a dozen citizens speak, pointed out the enormous negative impact the project would have on the environment, on our communities, on local historic sites, and on the already uncontrolled growth of Kershaw County. Not one person, not even a member of this council.
Madam Chair.
Just a minute, Mr. Castro. Yes, Mr. Jones.
Time.
Oh, wait a minute here. So Mr. Castro's out of time, and he's keep continuing. And Jimmy Jones brings up a point of order. There's a 5-minute limit per speaker at county at public comments. Let's take a listen to what happens next.
Okay, Mr. Detweiler, your time is up. The next speaker is Renee Castro, which you are Renee Castro. I'm going to allow you to continue. This is a very unique situation. And Mr. DeBose, does that violate?
No.
Any part of our rules? Okay.
Does not.
Okay. All right.
You're the chair of the meeting.
Can you start the timer? All right, Mr. Castro.
Thank you.
So you see what they did right here. She addresses the attorney that ceded his time to Mr. Castro and said, "Your time is up." And now the next speaker is Mr. Castro. And I'm going to allow this because it is a unique situation. What is clear is this is favoritism toward a position and manipulation of the rules, bending of the rules as a dictator. And Jimmy Jones is providing her with a reason. And it was not the attorney that answered, it was Jimmy Jones. This doesn't violate. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Chairwoman Katie Gwynn and Councilman Jimmy Jones, who is vice chair, are both pushing this resolution against the widening of 521 on behalf of Mr. Castro, on behalf of Marty Daniels, and behalf of the 501c3 that was just formed by these people. Now, over many years, Jimmy Jones has told everybody that don't worry about resolutions. Resolutions don't matter. Resolutions don't matter at all. But for the last 3 or 4 meetings, when this resolution comes up, Jimmy Jones is hard, fast. We got to pass it. It means everything in the world to us. So this bending of the rules, now had anybody else been up there against it, speaking against this resolution, would they have been allowed to continue and cede their time to the next person and the next person, just like Katie Gwin has allowed Mr. Castro to continue? Would this have happened? This is what we're talking about, the swamp. Mr. Castro continues.
Thank you.
And your time starts now.
I appreciate that. So no one argued that 521 actually needed to be widened to four lanes. Since we prepared these remarks for you today, we actually did receive a response to our FOIA request from COG late this afternoon around 3 o'clock, about 24 documents, several hundred pages. We tried to get through as much of them as we could. Two important things were noted so far, although we still want to do more analysis. Nowhere in the documents that we received from COG responsive to our FOIA request was any analysis of need done for the widening of 521. There's no data presented, there's traffic issue, safety issue, nothing related to an analytical, data-driven need we need to widen 521. Multiple documents, though, did measure when they referred to 521 as widening 521. And this is important because when we discussed this on the 23rd, some folks said, let's just see the feasibility study readout. They're going to analyze traffic data. Well, no, it's all about widening 521. That's what the documents that we received today say. It's important to realize that all anyone had to do was call up a friend on the COG and say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. COG person, you know, these folks from Watery Valley Preservation are here with their pitchforks and torches all up in our business. Can you just send us your analysis data suggesting 521 needs to be widened? That's all we needed on the 23rd. That's all anybody's had to do to now. We haven't received that. We didn't even get it today as part of the FOIA request. We're assuming that does not exist. So respectfully, some of the comments raised on the 23rd suggesting, hey, let's just let the feasibility study go. It's not a foregone conclusion. They will look at traffic and data and da-da-da-da-da. Based on what we know today, unless the COG is withholding documents, respectfully, and I realize you were giving your colleagues on the COG, you know, the benefit of the doubt, those comments don't hold anymore. I don't see how you can objectively continue to support this process that the COG is running. So here's where we are. We have a project that would cause huge destruction in Kershaw County, environmental impact, private property, farms, historic sites, all sorts of destruction, enormous costs, hundreds of millions of dollars. No need has been substantiated by Kershaw, by Sumter, by the COG, by anybody, as far as we can tell, based on a FOIA request. And there's no benefit to Kershaw County or to Sumter County. Even Sumter hasn't explained why there's actually a need for this or a benefit. So what we ask you to do, based on all of this, is to please adopt the resolution that we have proposed and that we is on the agenda for discussion later today, later tonight. But more importantly, we ask you to please help us in engaging with the COG to understand what is going on. We're not trying to be difficult here. Just explain to us why this project is needed based on everything that we know. And if not, we need your help in getting COG to reverse its course on this project. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Castro.
So Mr. Castro brings up a lot of good points. Points that I've been making for many years about the Council of Governments and how it's a super Walmart of government grants. What they don't really understand is they don't have any control of what's going to happen. These people think that government loves you, and government loves you unconditionally and is always going to do what's best for the majority of the people. I think Porkchop has something to say about that. Don't you, Pork?
Oh, the government loves you, don't you know? Oh, the government loves you, don't you know? The government loves you, the government loves you, and the government loves you, don't you know? And Jeffy say, oh, great little Porkchop, shut up, the government don't love you. And I said, bye, the government loves you, don't you know? The government loves you, don't you know? The government loves you, the government loves you, the government loves you, don't you know? And Jeffy said, ah! apologize. The government don't love you. That's why they won't let you build here, and they will let you build over yonder, and you got to ask permission for everything, and you got to pay and pay and pay, and you don't get good services and all, and they lie to you all the time and everything, and Pope Child say, nah, the government loves you, don't you know? The government loves you, don't you know? Oh, the government loves you. The government loves you. The government loves you, don't you know? And Jeffy run out and he slammed the door. And he said, shut up, Pope Chop. The government don't love you. And Pope Chop said, you know what he said? The government loves you, don't you know? The government loves you, don't you know? The government loves you. The government loves you. The government loves you. Don't you know? Y'all know the government loves you. That's why they tell you what to do. That's why they take all of that from you. Because the government loves you. Don't you know? The government loves you. Don't you know? The government loves you, the government loves you. Don't you know that the government loves you? Don't you know? Bye, y'all.
Yep, government loves you, don't you know? Yep, government loves you, don't you know? So, after Mr. Castro gets done, the lady herself, the Duchess of Mulberry Plantation, Miss Marty Daniels, comes up. She's upset that her plantation might be encroached by a little bit. The great plantation, Mulberry. Listen to this.
The next speaker is Marty Daniels. Hi, Marty.
Can you hear me? Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
We have good news to share, and we need your help. We've created a new organization, Watery Valley Preservation, WVP. It will be a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our mission, and we need your help, is to preserve this rural 30,000-acre part of southern Kershaw County. West of the river, east to Lee County, south to the Sumter County line. There are forests, farms, wetlands, and river bottom swamps with giant ancient trees like the Congaree Swamp. The Watery Valley has miles of undisturbed habitat and wildlife corridors, nesting eagles, small cats, and big cats, no kidding, even bear sightings. There are tens of thousands of shorebirds and waterfowl nesting right next to 521, egrets, herons, great flights of ibis, mute swans, and wood storks. Some farms produce food and plants for our farmers' market, a huge contribution to the local food supply. We're in the Kouassi Basin, the green heart of South Carolina. We're in the Coastal Conservation League's area, all the way to the fall line of Camden. We have conservation easements with the Congaree Land Trust, Ducks Unlimited, and advocacy from the Nature Conservancy. Everyone needs to see just how valuable this big green area is. We need your help. Historic towns like Camden that are acred by big rural areas are well positioned for the future. Heritage tourism, hospitality, commerce, agriculture, food production, country bicycling, river recreation. Camden is surrounded by others, on the other three sides by commercial and housing developments. Kershaw County lost 2,000 acres of farmland last year. We need your help. Watery Valley Preservation will promote conservation, education, conservation easements, and collaboration with state and national groups. We need to send a message to the COG. Go back, do a real, honest transportation study. We need your help. We know you know that something is way off on the COG's rush to expand 521. We hope you are as alarmed as we are about the secrecy, the no-see-em public comment period, and the obsessive focus on four lane. We all know that four lane really means eight lanes by the time it is built out, and then come the dollar stores, fast food, and strip malls. To get to the truth, we've engaged a nationally known transportation expert for an independent study. We already know two lanes are sufficient. Watery Valley Preservation is going to enlist a lot of allies. We need your help. We're talking with people statewide and nationally. The Coastal Conservation League, South Carolina Environmental Law Project, Congaree Land Trust, Kwassi Basin, Ducks Unlimited, Conservation Voters, South Carolina State Historic Preservation, archaeologists, local churches, sportsmen and women. Their eyes are going to be on what we do here and what you do. What is at stake is whether we roll over to an invasive freeway that opens uncontrolled population growth, or we work together. We push ahead on conservation easements, and you make responsible growth a priority with new rules on housing developments, setbacks, agricultural overlays, service boundaries. Our district needs a change too, our district. We need a representative. We need someone who represents us all, who will come and talk with us, who will listen, who will answer the phone, who will return our calls. We need you to be as alarmed as we are about the COG's rush to four lane. A vote for the resolution tonight is a vote that says, whoa, we oppose jumping right to four lane without due process. It's a vote that says secrecy is not okay. It's a vote that says, from all we've heard, COG, you requested a four-lane plan. First, we should see a traffic study to see if there's a problem. And then SCDOT should come up with the recommendations, not the COG. It's your response to us citizens in good faith that you'll push for transparency and truth. County Council, we need your help. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Daniels.
And the crowd applauded. But they're in the wrong place. The Council of Governments and the County Council do not relate to each other, except that the County Council puts a couple of people onto the Council of Governments. But most of what comes through the Council of Governments is federal and state. The state infrastructure committee, which decides what highways are going to be fixed, what highways are going to be expanded, what bridges are going to be fixed, who's going to get what. The federal dollars are also traced in there, and they have to be qualified and chosen, and that goes way above the simple people of whatever county you're in. The Council of Governments is the Super Walmart where all this meets together. And things are not really hidden because nobody knows anything about the Council of Governments. And then when it hits you in the face, that's when you start to say, oh, this ain't right, this is wrong. What is the government doing? I thought they loved me. Well, they do love you, don't you know? Well, this resolution has been bounced around for several meetings now. And the last time it came up, it was deferred by Russell Brazel and the rest of the council so that maybe we could find some sort of language that would meet the criteria so that everybody could support it, even though a resolution means nothing. But they reworked the wordings, they reworked everything, and Chairwoman Katie Gwynn explains what the new
resolution, a resolution opposing any plan or project to widen U.S. 521. Chairwoman Katie Gwynn read a resolution of Kershaw County Council opposing any plan or project to widen U.S. Highway 521 in Kershaw County. See attached resolution. After the reading of the resolution, Vice Chairman Jimmy Jones made a motion to approve the resolution, seconded by Chairwoman Katie Gwynn.
Do you want me to withdraw?
I'm asking you to, yes.
For what reason?
That specific resolution was deferred to this meeting, and I'm not going to, we don't need to take a vote on it.
Just need clarification. Yes.
Okay. Okay, you withdraw your motion from January 23rd.
Yes, okay. I still don't remember it.
Okay.
Of course, you were walking me around with the pictures, making me, people think I was Biden the way you walked me to the wall.
So at first, there was a little confusion going on. The old resolution was now going to be pulled off the table and a new resolution stuck in its place. Again, kind of bending the rules, moving it around, playing loose with the rules, should we say. And so Jimmy Jones takes the resolution off the table, and Ms. Gwynn offers the new worded resolution.
And gentlemen, in your agenda packets, there is another resolution. So at this time, I'm going to read that resolution. Mr. Jones, I just wanted to make sure we handled the prior resolution before we introduced this one.
No, you're absolutely correct. I just wish I knew about it before I walked in here. Thank you.
I actually thought that I made the motion, so I was just going to withdraw it myself. Ms. Parler gave me the minutes, and then I saw that that was the way it was. All right, a resolution of Kershaw County Council opposing a plan to widen U.S. Highway 521 to four traffic lanes in Kershaw County south of Interstate Highway 20. Whereas U.S. Highway 521 south of Interstate Highway 20 in Kershaw County is presently adequate, and whereas U.S. Highway 521 south of Interstate 20 in Kershaw County does not need to be widened to four traffic lanes, and whereas the widening of U.S. Highway 521 south of Interstate 20 in Kershaw County is not an infrastructure priority of Kershaw County, as there are other areas in Kershaw County with insufficient road infrastructure, and whereas the widening of U.S. Highway 521 south of Interstate 20 in Kershaw County is opposed by the constituents living in the area directly impacted by the proposed project, and Kershaw County Council is supportive of those constituents. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Kershaw County Council that Kershaw County Council opposes a project to widen U.S. 521 in Kershaw County south of Interstate 20 to four lanes and requests that this project not be pursued. Is there a motion regarding this resolution tonight?
I so move.
Okay, Mr. Jones with the motion. Is there a second? Okay, I'll second it. And into discussion, Mr. Jones?
So with that, they started a discussion, and the discussion went back and forth for 45 minutes. Again, on a resolution that carries no weight in law at all. It's just saying something. They resolute all the time for no reason. They proclamate and resolute like a hierarchy, like in a church hierarchy. They resolute and proclamate. It has no legal binding at all. But they went on for 45 minutes. And in the end, all they did was they couldn't get the votes. Mr. Jones, Ms. Gwynn, and Mr. Brazel were the only ones that could support this because of the conflict between the Council of Governments, the idea that they may suffer repercussions from the Council of Governments and not get their fair share of the money, and ill feelings between the swamps. Sammy Tucker, Derek Shoemake, and Brant Tomlinson didn't want anything to do with it. And Danny Cato enters into this long spiel about he doesn't have enough information. I don't have enough information at all. And until I get enough information, I don't know what I'm going to do. What's interesting here is there is a feasibility study that is going to be done by the Council of Governments to see what they're going to propose to do with 521. In order to be informed, you have to understand where they're headed. But Also, you have to understand that this deal is already done. Once these things enter the swamp at the state and federal level, once you see it at the Council of Governments, it's basically a done deal. All the whining and complaining doesn't even matter, because it's already in the pipeline, which takes years and years to go through. And now the feasibility study is going to take a year to a year and a half. And they're talking about deferring until Danny Cato has enough information to make a informed decision on whether he's going to vote on a resolution that doesn't mean anything, that says that the people around there don't want it wide.
But if it's deferred, I want to make sure that we have this study back to make sure that we know what their plans are, whether it's widening it 3 feet, or whether it's putting in four lanes, or whether it's just putting in a couple turn. I want to know what they're. I don't want to vote on something that I don't know what I'm voting on. I think it would be very immature of me if I voted on something that I really don't know what they're going to do. I mean, this is all speculation. You know, when you said that there was an independent study that you're waiting to get back and a traffic study.
Ms. Daniels, can you please come to the microphone?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be out of order. I said we feel forced to hire an independent engineer from Vermont to come down here because we can't get information. We're asking that person to assess what's going on here.
Okay.
We as taxpayers are taking this on ourselves, which is not right. And it clearly says that four lanes is what they want, and the study isn't going to prove yes or no on four lanes.
Basically, that Marty Daniels, the Mulberry Plantation, doesn't want government messing with them. They want government messing with everybody else, and she has no problem telling everybody else how to live. But when it comes to the government telling her how to live, she doesn't want anything to do with it. This is the hypocrisy of the elite thinking that they are smarter than everyone else and think that they can control the beast itself.
Okay. All those in favor of deferring this resolution indefinitely, indicate by raising your hand. Okay, Mr. Jones, Mr. Cato, myself, and Mr. Brazel, and all those opposed, Mr. Tomlinson, Mr. Tucker, and Mr. Shoemake. Okay, this resolution is deferred.
Thank you, Mr. Cato, very much.
So there is a process. There is a process that is gone through that takes several years for a road construction project. And those decisions are made at the state level. And the local levels have very little say in any of it. You might can get a traffic light or a turn lane on an old road or something, but major improvements, you don't have anything to say about that. That's the big swamp, the corporate entities that run the plantation. That's where the dirty deals are done and who's going to get contracts and favoritism and all that. Those are all done by the swamp creatures. And these people are barking up the wrong tree. They love government so much, except when government steps on their feet. And now they're going to go through this whole process of trying to fight all this and fight and fight and fight, when in the end, they're going to lose the battle. Because the swamp, the plantation, is going to grow, despite what you little peons whine and cry about. But in the end, it's all the plantation and the corporation, and the people are the commodity, the labor of the people. These are the things that we need to discuss, to need to realize that the government is not of, by, and for the people. It's for the corporation. That's it for the Liberty Report. Thank you all for tuning in. Leave your comments below. You can follow us on Rumble and Real Liberty Media. Real Liberty Media is a place that we can talk uncensored, and feel free to share with other people. RLM.com, RealLibertyMedia.com, and stay tuned to next week's Kershaw County Liberty Report. Until then, peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?